Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
I had ringside seats worth over $100,000 to the Tyson Fury-Ngannou fight. I was able to sit down with the Prince of Saudi Arabia, eat lunch with him, pick his brain, along with multiple big-time boxers and fighters like McGregor and Pacquiao. I wanted to share the story of how I got this opportunity because I believe it'll open your eyes to what you can do too. This opportunity came because I took action, because I put myself in the right rooms, and I'm going to break it into three simple steps that if you follow, you can start getting these opportunities too. It's about taking action, it's about putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, and it's about surrounding yourself with people that are ahead of you, that have done it, that can teach you a thing or two so you don't have to make mistakes and you can save time, which is the important part. So how did I get this opportunity all of a sudden? Partner up with Shannon Briggs, a world time champ, to go to these fights, to travel first class, to be treated like a VIP member, like if I was a Hall of Fame boxer when I was in Saudi Arabia. How did I get that? And I'll break it down. It started in March of this year, as a matter of fact. And step one is putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. It was because in March, I had a decision to make. I was currently starting to get into the Rudy Maurer mastermind. You pay to join this group so they can teach you how to grow your business via ads and marketing and all that good stuff. And that mastermind, he has three levels to it. Level one being the cheapest one and level three being the most expensive one. But the most expensive one, the most prominent people are there, the people that have the most successful business, the people that make the biggest bucks. The people that are making $20, $30, $40, $50 million a year are in that level. And so I had a decision to make. I was in level one. I wanted to go to level three because I knew if I paid that money, I can start saving time, energy, and I could surround myself with those people. But I was a little nervous. I'm not going to deny it. It was a lot of money, and it still is a lot of money. And at the time, I met this gentleman called Mark. And Mark was already in this big, prominent level. He was the one that convinced me to join it, to take that step to that next level by basically telling me that I wouldn't regret doing it in the future. I'd probably regret it more not doing it. When he told me that, it clicked. I was like, you know what? That is totally true. Knowing myself, I'll regret not doing it. So I paid the $100,000 upfront and joined that group. And the next 6 months have been extremely successful. I've grown a bunch. I've met people that have expanded my capacity out, and I've made more money. I was able to partner up with Shannon Briggs and go to all these events. But it was because I took that initiative and I took that step. By taking that step, I surrounded myself with people that were ahead of me and gave me the opportunity when the opportunity came to partner up with this guy called Shannon Briggs, which he's a world-time champ. The partnership wasn't just, hey man, I think you're skilled enough to work with this guy, so go ahead and do it. No, I had to put more money down, which leads me to my second point, is not being scared to fail. Because when that opportunity came, I had already invested so much money in the mastermind. This another investment, which was a huge opportunity, was another big investment. To keep it simple, was another 100K. I was like, shit, man, everything is money. But what Mark told me again popped up. I'll regret not doing it in the future more than doing it. And it was an opportunity that felt right. I spoke to Shannon. I spoke with my team. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to freaking do it. And I'm going to go all in on this. When that happened, more opportunities started coming. It's as if, as I got more uncomfortable, more opportunities started coming to me. From different partnerships, to podcasts, to people wanting to work with me. My team started doing better. I started feeling really good that I was taking that risk. And I wasn't scared to fail. Well, I'll be honest. I was scared of failing when I gave the money. The first 2 weeks, I was a little hesitant. But you know what? I'm one of those guys that once I do something, I'm quick to forget what happened. And I'm ready to continue doing what I need to do in order to win and make whatever decision I just made successful. So I wasn't scared of failing. And I partnered up with Shannon Briggs. Now, I'll ask you this. Would you have put $100,000 to join a mastermind and join prominent people? Most people don't. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest, my family probably wouldn't do it. A lot of my friends probably wouldn't do it. And that's why they're stuck where they are. That's why they don't take that next level, because they're scared of investing money. And I'm not judging them. I'm just trying to make a point here that it's important to get out of your comfort zone. And number two, when the opportunity rose, when a situation came that seemed perfect because of your business and aligns, would you be scared of putting another $100,000? Would you back out of it because you're scared, because it's all your money, because it took you a while to save this money up? Or would you take that opportunity and attack? That's the difference between winners and losers. since March to today, I've been working with Shannon with his marketing. He's been introducing me to a lot of people. We've gone to Atlantic City. I've met his family. We're like brothers now. I love the guy. He's taught me a lot. He's introduced me to a lot of people. Very grateful for him. And the sky's the limit. I mean, now we're partners and we're going to start doing big things. I'm pretty sure his fight's going to happen in Saudi Arabia versus Rampage Jackson, which is going to beat his ass here in February. More details to come. And I'm meeting all these people, like talking with people that know the prince out in Saudi Arabia, coordinating to do this fight, to get us hotels, to get us gyms ready for February. And it all was because I decided to make a fucking decision to join a mastermind, and I wasn't scared to put my money where my mouth is and continue working hard and meeting people and getting out of my comfort zone. I hope that motivates you. I hope that kind of gives you a little insight as to how you can do it. It takes balls, guys. Especially if you put $100,000, $200,000. It takes balls. But guess what? It pays off big time. It really does. I'm super happy I made that decision. I'm super happy I joined the Rudy Maurer Mastermind, the 100K program, because I also was able to go through, I guess you can say, a business partnership that had its highs and then we ended it. And I learned a lot of lessons through that. All love for the person that we broke up. I call it breaking up because we broke up in business, but it taught me a lot. I expanded my capacity while I was trying to open up a third business. And then when it ended, it was just like, wow, I have so much time in my hands because I was working so hard on a third business. Now we deleted that. Now I have all my time for what currently matters most to me. And I'm excelling, guys. I'm growing, all because I took a shot, all because I put myself in positions that I was uncomfortable and I wasn't scared to take action. So I wanted to tell you guys that story. Hopefully that motivates you. If you guys enjoyed this show, please share it. That's the only way I grow it. Guys, take action. Join those bigger rooms, as that's what's going to take you to that next level. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.